more on interpersonal differences in individuals and in aggregate and elimination of equality as the justification of social justice. Originally posted on Facebook to clarify some statements on this topic for our FB friend name omitted. Okay, well, I'll send you the article too, since a few sentences won't really do it. But in the meantime, I would say all traits, anything two characteristics two people can be measured on, is cause to value one person over another with respect to that trait. In the market, that's what we do. If this is true for one trait, taken separately, it's true when they are present in aggregate, entire races, and when combinations of traits are desirable. For example, if you will film Black Panther, every white person on earth is of no value for the lead role. This means individuals are ruled out and the entire aggregate of all individuals with that trait, and in that situation they are offered no job and no money, and so are certainly devalued. If devalued, then they might be devalued for any situation in which that presence, meaning more pervasive devaluation, occurs. When it comes to intelligence, this is plainly true, because our entire labor force and education system selects for this trait. I'm not sure what trait cannot be valued or devalued meaningfully depending on the contexts. That's how we hire. But when a trait is irrelevant, we understand it is questionable to value differently, all else being equal, although all else is never equal either. What is annoying are bigots trying to justify plain irrelevant selection to satisfy some other desire. We identified some traits we really do not want people to consider for valuing in employment decisions, and we are all familiar with that shortlist now. Notice the list is short. This means it is legal to discriminate on any other trait. I go beyond this and think all irrelevant traits are irrelevant, but I have no way to enforce this. But all else is allowable discrimination on the basis of unequal traits that may not exist in entire populations. For example, I would not hire you if you cannot speak English or cannot speak effectively. This rules out all of Asia from employment for the most part. Really, what I want to get to is a really subtle understanding of justice founded on respect for diversity, although even that requires considerable elaboration and I don't even like stating it that way. But it shows how diversity can be valued greatly amidst extensive inequality, and I think it can support a more refined and satisfying social justice with the idea of equality largely removed. Equality may be an occasional litmus test of sorts for some systems, but would not be the driver. I hope this gives you a better idea what I mean, and since I depart from the norm, quite a lot of explanation and background is needed, and in the article one do a better job of this, I think. I see this as a probably necessary progression because it clarifies everything, whereas ideas about equality do not.